It wasn't an old house, particularly, built in the 70s, but there was little point denying that it was haunted. That said, the family had been moved in 3 months before they noticed anything unusual with the house. Well, they had been busy and still hadn't even fully unpacked. It wasn't until the autumn came, months after the family had established a daily routine, that they realized. The kids, 2 boys, were playing computer games through the TV, half-watched by the patient calm eyes of their grandma, who was more concerned with reading her magazine. The kids had reached level 4, guns blazing, when the game's console suddenly switched off. It didn't just die or go to standby, the switch switched off with a definite, audible clunk. And the television screen turned over to countdown.
"Aw, Gran,"
the kids cried. Grandma looked up. "That's nice, boys," she said, putting down her magazine and settling in for some Richard Whiteley action. For the next 6 years or so, there was no way to change the channel away from countdown. Sometimes in the early morning, the television would even switch on for the repeats. Perhaps ghosts had trouble sleeping. Who knew? So the family made some inquiries with the neighbours, and found that the house had previously been owned by an elderly lady, Mrs. Ludlow, who had died in that very room. A friend had come round to drop off the parish magazine, and found Mrs. Ludlow slumped in front of 15 to 1, assuming that she was asleep. William G. Stewart often left her that way. But when she didn't respond to hails, it became clear that Mrs. Ludlow wasn't going to wake up ever again. And it seemed to the family that though she had gone physically, her spirit had very obviously no intention of leaving. As ghosts go, Mrs. Ludlow was very friendly. Often when the boys were alone in the room, they thought they could smell peppermint. And if they did something useful about the house, they could taste it powerfully in their mouths. This worked both ways, as one evening, one of the boys was doing something very naughty, and though he was sure he was alone, felt a distinct slap on the wrist that gave him a terrible shock. He was never doing that again. Well, not in that room, at any rate. But there came a time when their pet poltergeist started to move on. Was it because the boys were growing up, getting past that age where these things happen? We think not. It's because Richard Whiteley died. Mrs. Ludlow would tune in fairly regularly to watch Des Lynham, but the switching on of the television became less urgent. The credits might have already rolled before the less inevitable click occurred. And when Des O'Connor took over the host's chair, Mrs. Ludlow gave up the ghost. Well, faced with a choice between death and Des O'Connor, death won, hands down.